Hi, everyone. Today is Friday, April 22nd, and today marks the 52nd celebration of Earth Day in the United States. Earth Day was created to raise awareness about our impact on the environment and our need to mitigate those impacts through regulations and personal accountability. Today, I'm joined by Mike Cinco, our Senior Manager of Environmental Resources, and Marie Martin, a Supervisor of Environmental Engineering at our Quonset Point facility. And we're going to talk about EB's environmental programs and how they align with this year's Earth Day theme, which is invest in our planet. At Electric Boat, being responsible for the environment means we're good neighbors and responsible stewards of the natural resources at all of our locations. So Mike and Marie, welcome to the podcast. Our employees should be proud, I know I am, of the strides we've made to reduce our impact on the environment. Let's begin by talking a little bit about what we've done to reduce greenhouse gases. Mike, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
Thank you for having us, Kevin. In 2021, General Dynamics set a goal to reduce its Scope 1 and Scope 2 absolute greenhouse gas emissions by 40% from a 2019 baseline before the end of 2034, and EB has accepted that challenge. Scope 1 emissions are those generated directly from sources operated by Electric Boat, such as the heating plant boilers, vehicles, and generators. Scope 2 emissions are indirect from the production of energy consumed by Electric Boat, such as electricity. Absolute emissions means that 40% reduction must be achieved regardless of growth. Considering EB's current outlook for growth, this will be a major challenge and will require everyone's help and some creative thinking.
Yeah, I agree with that. It is going to be a challenge given the rate at which we're growing, and we all have a role to play in this. And I know EB's got no shortage of smart and creative people who are good at solving problems just like this. So I encourage people to reach out to you and your teams with these ideas. And you formed a committee focused on evaluating our current emissions and defining the path forward to achieve that 40% reduction by 2034. So let's talk a little bit about what the committee is doing. Marie, why don't you start us off there?
Well, we want to start out by conducting energy efficiency audits for some of our older buildings, systems, and equipment to better understand their energy usage and identify energy reduction opportunities. The information gained from the audit will then better prepare EB to align all future facility improvement efforts with our goal of greenhouse gas reduction. For example, the recent replacement of four steam boilers in the Groton Shipyard main heating plant reduced EB's greenhouse gas emissions by 9% of our 2019 baseline. So if we're trying to reach the reduction of 40% by 2034, we're off to a good start. This effort not only reduces greenhouse gas contribution, but it also improves air quality in surrounding communities. We also have several other small and large scale upgrades already in the works to achieve further reductions. Plus, all the new buildings and systems being constructed have been designed with energy efficiencies in mind.
Yeah, and you've mentioned our newest building. So General Dynamics has made some significant capital investments, about $1.8 billion into these new facilities. And sustainability plays a key role in our thinking as we erect these buildings and develop new processes. So Mike, let's talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. One example is solar panels. It is a longer range goal of ours to evaluate the feasibility of solar panel leasing because all of our new buildings are structurally capable of handling solar panels. Another example is all our new Quonset Point buildings have stormwater treatment, which treats over 90% of the stormwater runoff. Also at Quonset, we've installed fume mitigation equipment in six buildings, covering 72,000 square feet of operational area, collecting 70% of the hot work emissions produced by processes such as welding, grinding, and gouging. Another key point, and I know you and Matt Luxton shared this on a previous podcast, but it does bear repeating, is that having streamlined processes mean we'll use fewer natural resources. So having a dedicated South Yard Assembly Building, where we're consolidating everything into one location for Columbia, will translate to a much greater environmental reduction for the company, considering things like energy consumption and air emissions. In addition, Atlas, our future floating dry dock, currently under construction at Bollinger Shipyard, will require much less discharge as opposed to our graving dock process we currently use. Other longer range projects we're considering to further reduce our footprint include purchasing green renewable energy, use of biofuels, and converting to electric vehicles. In fact, just this week, one of our employees, the Department 459 designer, reach out to me asking if we're thinking about adding electric vehicles to our transportation fleet.
Well, thanks, Mike. And those measures we've made will have a significant impact. And it's great that your team is evaluating some of these future changes we can make to do even better. from an environmental perspective. Let's take a minute, though, to remind our folks about the simple things we can all do at work and at home to be good environmental stewards. Marie?
Sure. Well, at work, a few things people can do are reporting leaking air tools to their supervisor or the tool crib, or turning off equipment when practical, or closing containers of hazardous material when they're not being used. There are also several great ways to personally be accountable away from work, like receiving a home energy audit to maximize efficiencies throughout your house. We can all stay on top of routine vehicle maintenance to improve fuel efficiency, or possibly move towards a plant-rich diet. Carpooling is also a good idea to save on gas, or paying attention to buying only what you need can reduce the volume of waste you produce, and acquiring those items that you do need locally whenever possible to reduce the carbon footprint produced by out-of-state shipping. Finally, now that it's warmer outside, you can volunteer for an environmental outreach program to help clean up your local community. These simple things do take a great deal of effort, but can add up, and they actually do make a difference.
Well, thanks for joining me, you both, today for the Earth Day podcast. And I think we've got a lot to be proud of here in terms of what Electric Boat is doing to reduce our environmental footprint and maintain our role as good stewards. I also know we can count on the resourcefulness of our folks to come up with new ideas for doing even better to reach our corporate goal of reducing emissions by 40% by 2034. Well, thanks for joining me today. Happy Earth Day to everyone, and we'll talk again soon.